Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. A few weeks ago, we celebrated the centennial of American icon Judy Garland with an overview of her entire singing career. This week on the show, I want to continue that celebration with a closer look at her work on film. Garland appeared in over 40 films between 1929 and 1963 and introduced or created iconic performances of the most indelible songs in the American Songbook, including Over the Rainbow, The Trolley Song, and The Man That Got Away. I'll feature some of these amazing performances this hour. It's Judy at the Movies, coming up next on Afterglow.
State that everything should have a mate. Birds and bees and flowers and trees all have romantic tendencies. So far I have missed the he that fate decreed was meant for me. I'm just living in a lie. Mighty dull. Romeo had Juliet, and Louis XVI had Antoinette, but I ain't got nobody, and nobody's got me. Peleus had Melisande, and Isabella had Ferdinand, but I ain't got nobody, and nobody's got me. Welsh grape juice has Irene Rich, Minneapolis has St. Paul, Abercrombie has his Fitch, but here I am crying and sitting and sighing with no one at all. Hans had Gretel by his side, and Dr. Jekyll had Mr. Hyde, but I ain't got nobody, and nobody's got me. Lancelot had Fair Elaine, and Mr. Lunt has Miss Lynn Fontaine, but I've got nobody, and nobody's got me. Frederick Chopin had George Sand, and Alexander had his ragtime band, but nobody's got me. Barbasol has Singing Sam, Metro-Goldwyn has Mayer, Mary has her little lamb, but here I am hoping and mumbling and moping with no one to care. gobs have sweethearts on the wharves, and even Snow White had seven dwarves. But I've got nobody, and nobody's got me. No.
From the 1940 MGM film musical Strike Up the Band, directed by Busby Berkeley and co-starring Mickey Rooney, that was Judy Garland with the song Nobody, written by one of MGM's music directors, Roger Edens. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the extensive film career of the great Judy Garland, focusing on the dozens of songs she performed on the silver screen. Judy Garland appeared in 34 feature-length films, an average of over one per year, and in the vast majority of these films, her incredible singing voice was on display. Garland practically grew up on film. When she was only 4 years old, her family settled in California, largely so Judy and her two sisters could pursue a career in the budding film and entertainment industry. Her parents were vaudevillians and theater managers, so Judy's knack for performing was practically genetic. At this time, her name wasn't even Judy Garland. It was Frances, aka Baby Gum. And her first performance on film was in 1929, when the Gum sisters made an appearance in the one-reel short The Big Review, singing the song That's the Good Old Sunny South. But even then, the 7-year-old Baby was clearly the star, hamming it up and belting out high notes over her older sisters. By 1936, Baby, now going by the stage name Judy Garland, was signed to the biggest studio in Hollywood, MGM, basically by the strength of her singing voice alone. Even at just 14 years old, Judy sounded like an older woman. She had a deep, expressive voice with a rhythmic drive. Her sound was fresh and exciting and fit comfortably within the new swing style emerging in American music. Her first role for the studio was another short film called Every Sunday, where the young Judy showed off her swing music chops against the operatic voice of her fellow young MGM recruit, Deanna Durbin. Judy was so impressive in this role that studio head Louis B. Mayer ended up dropping Durbin and betting on Garland. Her star didn't rise immediately. It wasn't until at a studio party a few years later, when she sang a love song to MGM megastar Clark Gable, that the studio realized her expressive potential.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
She ended up singing this same song in the film Broadway Melody of 1938, an all-star extravaganza that also featured Sophie Tucker. Garland's performance was well-received, and it helped solidify her career. Let's hear a different song that she performed in that film now. This is Judy Garland and a Decca single from 1937 with the song Everybody Sing on Afterglow.
When the whole world seems wrong, just learn the words of a simple song of blue skies above. Be a troubadour and all is love. When April showers stray, the silver lining will come, they say, and singing in the rain's the thing that those happy days again will bring. So everybody sing, everybody.
I sing, let the sound of your voice turn winter to spring. Everybody's gay, everybody's gay. Oh, say, can't you hear the orchestra play? Everybody sing, everybody start. You can't go wrong with a song in your heart. Everybody sing, come on now, get into that swing. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Everybody sing, let the sound of your voice turn winter to spring. Sing before breakfast, help the birdies along. Before you have your buttered toast, have a song. Sing good, sing bad, sing loud, sing soft, sing sweet, sing hot, sing. Let the sound of your voice turn winter to spring. Everybody's gay, everybody's gay. Oh, say, can't you hear? Rata, rata, da, da, da. Everybody sing. Everybody sing, get into the swing. Go, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. Get happy, get happy. And everybody sing.
Times a day, I hear a voice within me say, hide yourself behind a screen, you shouldn't be heard, you shouldn't be seen, you're just an awful in-between. That's what I am, an in-between. It's just like smallpox quarantine. I can't do this, I can't go there, I'm just a circle in a square, I don't fit in anywhere. I'm past the stage of doll and carriage, I'm not the age to think of marriage, I'm too old for toys, and I'm too young for boys. I'm just an in-between. I'm not a child, all children bore me. I'm not grown up, grown-ups ignore me. And in every sense, I'm just on a fence. I'm just an in-between. I'll be glad when Mama lets me go to dances and have romances. I'll be glad to have a party dress that boys will adore, a dress that touches the floor. I'm sick and tired of bedtime stories. I'm so inspired by love and glories, but I guess it's no use, I still get Mother Goose. I'm just an in-between. I'm allowed to go to picture shows, that is if Nurse is feeling able, but we only go to Mickey Mouse. I'm not allowed Clark Gable. It's such an imposition for a girl who's got ambition to be an in-between. My dad says I should bother more about my lack of grammar. The only thing that bothers me is my lack of glamour. Why, if I could use a lipstick and a powder puff, who knows, I might be Garbo.
in the rough instead of in between. I'll be glad when Uncle Jim can't call me precious child. That simply drives me wild. I'll be glad to have a date that doesn't grow on a tree, a date that's not history. I'll be so glad when I have grown some, for by myself I get so lonesome, and I hope and pray for the day when I'll be sweet. Then I won't have to be an in-between.
Judy Garland, with a song that kind of defined her on-screen kid sister persona for many years, the song In Between. That comes from the 1938 film Love Finds Andy Hardy, starring Mickey Rooney as the lovable scamp Andy Hardy and Judy Garland as the loveless sidekick Betsy Booth. Rooney and Garland would co-star in 3 Andy Hardy films in total. Before that, we heard a song from one of Garland's first big on-screen appearances. That was Everybody Sing from the MGM film Broadway Melody of 1938. MGM reused that song title as the title of another film in 1938, also starring Judy Garland. In that same year, 1938, the 16-year-old Judy Garland was chosen to star in one of MGM's biggest blockbusters to date, the children's film The Wizard of Oz. She actually wasn't the first choice. Shirley Temple was approached, as was Garland's one-time screen rival Deanna Durbin. However, Judy eventually became the studio's choice, which was especially appropriate when they decided on adding Broadway-style musical ballads to the show. The songs by composer Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg are classics today, although it wasn't so clear at the time. Studio execs nearly cut one of the ballads from the opening scene in Kansas, thinking it was too slow. It's a good thing they changed their mind, because that tune would go on to become arguably the most memorable song in cinematic history. Let's hear it now. This is Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz with Over the Rainbow on Afterglow.
And a lullaby somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
From the 1939 MGM film The Wizard of Oz, that was a 17-year-old Judy Garland singing the classic Over the Rainbow. The Wizard of Oz was the film that made Judy Garland a megastar, and she rightfully earned lots of praise for the film. But believe it or not, it wasn't as big of a success at the time that you might imagine. A combination of an over-bloated budget and ticket sales that mostly went at a discount to kids meant that The Wizard of Oz actually lost money for the studio in its initial run. The bigger hit for the studio that year was another Judy Garland film, Babes in Arms, which was based on a Rodgers and Hart stage musical and co-starred, yet again, Mickey Rooney. In this film, directed by Busby Berkeley, Mickey and Judy star as two kids who find themselves in a financial pickle, and the only way to get out of it is by putting on an old-fashioned show. Babes in Arms was such a success for MGM that the studio basically rehashed the plot of the film three more times with Judy and Mickey in the lead, following it up with Strike Up the Band in 1940, Babes on Broadway in 1941, and Girl Crazy in 1943. Let's hear a song written for the film version of Babes in Arms by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown. This is Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney with Good Morning on Afterglow.
Good morning, good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When bands get to play, stars will shine bright. Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight. So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning, my darling, to you.
Here we are together, a couple of stay-uppers. Our day is done at breakfast time and starts it with our suppers. Here we are together, but the best of friends must party. So let me sing this parting song from the bottom of my hearty. Good morning.
It's a lovely morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day.
We've danced the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning.
Do you have to?
I said good morning.
See the sun is shining.
A good morning.
Hear the birdies sing.
It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
Good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile.
Sell it, Ma, sell it.
Good morning, my darling, to you.
Oh, man, sunshine, listen, you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more skies of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
From the 1943 film Girl Crazy, that was Judy Garland with the George and Ira Gershwin song But Not For Me. Before that, a song you probably know from the 1952 film Singin' in the Rain, but a song that was written originally for Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney to sing in the 1939 film Babes in Arms. That was the Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown song Good Morning. After years of playing the sidekick, the girl next door, but never the love interest, the mid-1940s were a turning point for Judy Garland. Now in her 20s, she was being cast in more adult roles, including the World War I film For Me and My Gal, alongside Gene Kelly.
For me and my gal, the birds are singing for me and my gal.
As well as her glamorous turn in the 1943 film Presenting Lily Mars. The next role she was offered, the 17-year-old Esther Smith in 1944's Meet Me in St. Louis, seemed like a step backwards for her on paper, and she even initially declined the role. After some story rewrites, she reluctantly agreed. Over the course of the production, Garland struggled with addiction, but also fell in love with director Vincent Minnelli. In the end, Meet Me in St. Louis ended up being a huge hit for MGM, and Garland was praised yet again for her work, introducing new songs by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. Let's hear one of those songs now. This is Judy Garland with The Trolley Song on Afterglow.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Went the trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, 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 went the motor, bump, 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 went the brake, thump, 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 went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reels,
the day was bright, the air was sweet, the smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Sing, sing, sing went my heart.
Judy Garland with Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine's The Trolley Song, a song she introduced to the world in the 1944 MGM film musical Meet Me in St. Louis. We'll have more film songs from the great Judy Garland in just a bit as we continue celebrating her centennial. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some of the songs Judy Garland performed on film this hour. And where we left off, she had just secured one of her biggest hits to date, the film Meet Me in St. Louis. The success of this film led to a series of hits for Garland and MGM continuing through the end of the 1940s. Her next big film musical was The Harvey Girls in 1946, a film that follows a group of waitresses in Arizona in the 1890s. It was MGM's Western-themed answer to the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Oklahoma. Garland's work as an actor, singer, and much-beloved screen presence was praised yet again, as were the new songs written by composer Harry Warren and Garland's former paramour, Johnny Mercer. The songwriters even won an Academy Award for this next song. Here is Judy Garland and the vocal group The Merry Macs with their Decca single version of the song On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe on Afterglow.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard, she's on her way.
See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes. She's got a list of passengers that's mighty big.
And they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Oh, Judy.
Yes?
Will you take a second chorus?
Okay, boys, that I'll do.
Oh, Judy, if we find the right spot, can we come in with you?
Why, sure.
Thanks a lot.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some, but I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe.
She never thought she'd see the day she'd ride the Santa Fe.
I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
What a thrill with the wheels singing westward. From the day I heard them start, across the Kansas plains, through New Mexico, I guess I've got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
As I wash my dishes, I'll be following a plan, till I see the brightness in every pot and pan. I am sure this point of view will ease the daily grind, so I'll keep repeating in my mind. Look for the silver whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the
Judy Garland with Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining. She performed that song while pregnant with her daughter, Liza Minnelli, in the 1946 film Till the Clouds Roll By, a biopic about Kern, who passed away the previous year. Before that, we heard her with Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, a song she performed in the 1946 film The Harvey Girls. In the late 1940s, Garland's film career was hitting a snag. She was still a huge box office draw, and she could still deliver on screen. But behind the scenes, she was becoming increasingly unreliable. Burdened with exhaustion from years of being overworked, postpartum depression, and a growing addiction to pills, Garland suffered a nervous breakdown on the set of the 1948 film The Pirate. She was then cut completely from the production of two different films around this time, The Barclays of Broadway and Annie Get Your Gun, replaced by Ginger Rogers and Betty Hutton, respectively. Garland was at her lowest. She attempted suicide, and she and her husband, Vincent Minnelli, had split. And to add insult to injury, she was dropped by MGM in 1950, after working for the studio for 15 years, more than half of her life. Yet despite all of that, some of her most memorable performances on film took place during these years. Let's hear a few of them now. We'll begin with a song from the 1948 film Easter Parade, co-starring Fred Astaire with songs by Irving Berlin. Here is Judy Garland and Fred Astaire with We're a Couple of Swells on Afterglow.
We stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country far away from the city smells. We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
We don't know how to get there, no siree,
no siree. We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice. We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, and to walk up the avenue's what we like.
The Vanderbilts are waiting at the club.
But how are we to get there? That's the rub.
That's the rub.
We would up the avenue, but we haven't got a yacht. We would drive up the avenue, but the horse we had was shot. We would ride on the trolley car, but we haven't got the fare. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue till we're there.
Up and parted.
You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted.
Worrying through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored.
You don't know how much we're bored.
sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the fights. I wish I were in love again.
The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again.
No more pain,
no more strain.
Now I'm sane, but I would rather be gone, gone. The pulled out fur of Captain Kerr,
the fine mismating of a him and her.
We've learned our lesson and we wish we were in love again. Furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again.
When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of eels. I wish I were in love again, no more care,
no despair.
I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk.
Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. We don't like quiet and we wish we were in love.
Old pals Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney teaming up for their final time in the 1948 film Words and Music, a biopic about the partnership between Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. That was the Rodgers and Hart song I Wish I Were in Love Again. Before that, we heard Garland teaming up with Fred Astaire in the 1948 film Easter Parade, performing a song written for the two of them by Irving Berlin called A Couple of Swells. When the 1950s began, Judy Garland's film career was basically over. She had spent 15 years with MGM, becoming one of the most recognizable movie stars on the planet, and now no movie studio would hire her. She spent the next several years building up a performing career on stage, and by 1954, she was ready to return to the silver screen. Producing a Judy Garland film was a gamble, but luckily for her, her husband at the time, Sid Luft, decided to produce her next film. The film was A Star is Born, a remake of the classic 1937 picture about two singing stars, one whose career is rising, the other whose career is falling. Judy played the rising star, opposite James Mason, and despite challenges during the production, her performance was hailed by critics. Time magazine called it, quote, the greatest one-woman show in modern movie history. Garland seemed like a shoo-in for an Oscar, but lost to Grace Kelly. Groucho Marx later sent her a telegram calling it the biggest robbery since Brinks. Let's hear a clip from that film now, with her delivering a marvelous performance of a song written for the film by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin. From A Star is Born, this is Judy Garland with The Man That Got Away on Afterglow.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Done you, that great beginning has seen a final inning.
don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away.
Judy Garland and her film comeback from 1954. That was Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin's The Man That Got Away from the film A Star Is Born. Judy Garland made only a few more film appearances after A Star Is Born, most of them featuring her in dramatic, non-singing roles. In her final film, I Could Go On Singing from 1963, she returns to what she does best. Here she plays a famous American concert singer, haunted by a past love, a role that was not unlike the role she had been playing in real life for the past decade. Despite not being a huge box office success, Garland was yet again praised for her vocal performances. To close off this hour of Judy at the Movies, here is the one and only Judy Garland performing the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, By Myself, on Afterglow.
I'll go my way by myself. This is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself. Love is only a dance. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself. A bird on the wing, I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world had the comedy ends. I have to deny myself love and laughter and friends.
From Judy Garland's final film appearance, I Could Go On Singing, in 1963, that was the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, By Myself. And thanks for tuning into this Judy Garland Film Songs edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.